Hello, I'm Michael Levask, and welcome back to The Digital Village. Today, our guest is Kay Sterling from Conscious Pixel. Hi, Kay.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
So, what is Conscious Pixel?
So, Conscious Pixel, if I have to explain it, it's a marketing agency that supports conscious businesses. And then that gets into a whole other conversation, which is, what is a conscious business? And a conscious business is a business that pretty much cares to be of service to humanity, to elevate and uplift humanity, and businesses that care about the environment and just cares to be of service to their community. So that could be, you know, you could be an organic vegan cafe owner, you could be a person that likes making essential oils, you could be a Reiki healer, you could be a speaker, as long as it has to do with being of service to the greater good of all, it's a conscious business in my books.
Gotcha. So what are the different types of services you provide?
I provide web development, graphic design, and videography.
And which?
Videography.
Videography. Okay. So when we, what took you to this spot, wanting to do, be a conscious business? Why do you want to provide services for conscious business?
I would say that started off really early in my life. I think from a really young age, I always felt like there was something wrong with the world, and I didn't know what it was, but I knew that I had to do something about it. Only now, my older age, I'm coming into understanding how exactly I can affect positive change. But basically, you know, you go into school, they indoctrinate you. They're like, okay, you gotta go get the education, gotta go get the corporate job, and blah, blah, blah. I did that. I moved to Calgary. I worked for the Calgary Sun newspaper. Shortly after that, I became a project manager for another media agency. And I just didn't like the culture of these places. You know, it was all about money. It was all about the bottom line. It was all about how many more clients can we get? How much more money can we make? And I didn't like what I was seeing in the people and what they were becoming. And I didn't want to become like that. And I just made a decision. I was like, you know what? My soul is telling me this is not for me. I'm going to sacrifice a lot of money and a lot of financial security right now, but I'd rather have security within my own conscience than the money security. So I left and I started freelancing. I first started having my own resume business to help people find the jobs they want. And then that transitioned into helping people that were doing conscious events, nonprofit organizations, becoming an activist. And then that was it for me. I decided that I wanted to use my media skills to help affect positive change.
And you're using those media skills on the radio here?
Yes. Yes. So I have a radio show. It's called Beyond the Veil. And my name on that show is Caleb Truth. It's like my pseudonym. And on that radio show, I interview people from all different walks of life, all different cultures, about things that are happening in the world that maybe the lamestream media, as I label it, doesn't cover. So whether it's like, I don't know, oil spills we don't know about, or technologies that are emerging that we don't know about that can help us to live more sustainably, or things that are about spirituality that is interesting to explore, anything that basically helps people to live more consciously and unplug from the matrix and basically, I would say, unshackle themselves from the false jail that I feel that they're in right now.
Okay, so we're not talking about going offline and you know, building a little hut in the woods. We're talking about staying in mainstream society, but understanding what is actually going on around us.
Yeah, I would say it's a little bit of both. I think I will be talking about sustainability and going off the grid, but for now, it is definitely about learning how to navigate through this false reality that we've been sold, which is living in this Disneyland, this matrix, and then helping people to live more consciously while they're in the matrix, and then maybe working on transitioning out of the matrix.
All right. So, we know you're an entrepreneur, a broadcaster. Is there anything else?
Oh my lord, I do astrology.
You do astrology?
I'm an astrologer. I do astrology readings, natal readings for people to help them better understand their own energy, their soul destiny, where their blockages are. So once again, they can live more consciously and more peacefully to have more happiness in their life.
Yes, I have to admit that I'm one of her astrology clients. So there, that's full disclosure for everyone out there.
Aside from that, I'm also an artist. I paint and I make music and I write.
So is there a place that is like K Sterling Central that people can go to and hear, listen to your music and see your writings and, you know, a link to your radio show and all that yet?
It's in development. It's going to be at www.klovetruth.com. There is a landing page up there right now where people can go and get their feet a little bit wet, learn about who I am, what I'm working on. And then the website's going to evolve later on into showcasing the best of what I can find in conscious music and conscious living. So that's going to incorporate, you know, getting off the grid, sustainable living, all that kind of stuff. And then also featuring the guests that I have on my radio show so that you guys can learn more about them and connect to their work.
Cool. I guess I'm trying... You said something about conscious music. Mm-hmm. What is conscious music?
So for me, conscious music is music that has empowering lyrics. Like, you know, I grew up, I guess, you know, early 90s, I guess I would say. And I grew up with, like, what was left of, like, hip-hop. What was hip-hop back in the day? Now music, and then, yeah, going to that, like, to that point, hip-hop, I feel, for me back then, was about elevating people, empowering people, speaking to truth, dark truths even, that were going on, you know, in different parts of the United States, and then for other people, different parts of the world. But then that movement got hijacked. And hip hop hasn't been like that for a very long period of time. So for me, I feel like it's important right now to put out music that's empowering, that elevates people's awareness and consciousness, and I don't know, just helps them to feel stronger, help them to feel more confident in going after their dreams and not feeling so bogged down by the system. And then when you go into metaphysics and you understand how music can affect the body and our brainwave states and all these things, it's even more important to put out positive lyrics and positive music. Like right now, half the beats we listen to, we all love the rhythms, we love the sound, but we can do away with the lyrics. We don't really care about the lyrics, but your body wants to move anyway. So it's like, okay, you know, why don't we take beats like that, that we know that that's sexy and appealing, but then, you know, layer on top of it some good lyrics instead. Cool. I think we can see more of a global transformation.
Cool. Let's go back to you as an entrepreneur. You have a client, they're coming to you. Is there some sort of sequence of events that happens when you first start working with a client?
I would say, like, up until now, I've been lucky enough to have clients coming in through word of mouth. I haven't really had to do too much advertising, but I think, like, the greatest gift or magic that I've been experiencing working with conscious clients is that I am in alignment with what they're selling. I actually give a crap about what they're selling.
Right.
I'm passionate about what they're selling. It's not like when I was working with clients back in Calgary with a media agency where I wasn't really passionate about it. I didn't really care about what they were doing. It was just another client that I had to help achieve their dreams. It was different. When you actually work with people where you're passionate about what they're also doing, it's more of a collaboration and less of like just a regular business client type relationship. So with Conscious Pixel, we always approach our clients by saying like, we're your creative partner. Because when you work with people, when you're more in alignment with what they're working on, it's more of a partnership and a collaboration and less of just this like exchange of money and skill. So there's more depth there and it just makes it more fun.
Okay. So the process is completely collaborative then. But is there something they should bring to the table for when they're coming?
I would say I love to work with clients that are fierce and they have relentless willpower and drive and they're ready to go. And they're ready to like launch, they're ready to like put themselves out there and then just let the magic unfold. And then they come to me and I'm pretty much that catalyst that helps to like give them that rocket fuel.
You're the rocket fuel.
Yes.
I'm the all rocket right. fuel. Cool.
I've been calling myself a creative catalyst for like probably like 13 years because I recognized that I had this archetypal energy where whatever project I was working on with whatever groups or people, I just brought this like really enthusiastic, happy-go-lucky vibe to the picture where, yeah, it would just amplify everything and take it to the next another level.
Cool. So if people out there want to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
You can email me at consciouspixel@gmail.com, or you can visit www.consciouspixel.biz, or you can go to my other website, my personal website, where I have my radio show featured, and that's www.klovetruth.com.
Well, that's great. I hope everyone out there enjoyed this conversation. And don't forget, you can always contact me on Twitter. And we have a Patreon account if any of you want to go and help support the show. We'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.